NPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Two former Loveland police officers charged in the violent arrest of a 73-year-old woman with dementia turned themselves in today. Austin Hopp is charged with felony assault and two other counts, while Daria Jalali is charged with three misdemeanors. They arrested Karen Garner last summer after she tried to leave a Walmart without paying for $14 worth of merchandise. She suffered a dislocated shoulder and a broken arm during the arrest. As vaccinations continue to roll out, Colorado is seeing more younger people hospitalized with COVID. Governor Polis says two-thirds of people older than 30 have gotten at least one dose, while it's less than half for those 16 to 29.
That's the reason we're seeing more young people in our hospitals, is because less are vaccinated. People of all ages, if you haven't found the time to get vaccinated yet, please do so.
Wildfire burn scars around places like Glenwood Canyon and Estes Park are downhill and highly susceptible to flash flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Hansen says burned vegetation coats the soil with a waxy substance that repels water following fires.
Think of rain falling on an asphalt parking lot. It's running off instantly, and that's what these hydrophobic soils do.
Hansen says flash flood warnings are probably inevitable this summer. Wind advisory till 9 o'clock tonight for Grand Junction. Grand Junction is at 84 degrees, Denver 75. This is CPR News.